Good afternoon, audiobook. Good heavens, I almost forgot I was recording. I don't know why. Anyhow, I hope you're all having a very enjoyable Sunday. I've had a very hectic day so far, but it's been nonetheless enjoyable. I am currently making pasta. And actually, that reminds me, where did I put my spoon? Oh, there it is. My stirry spoon. I'm actually going to make a pasta salad because I have some vegetables in my fridge that are in dire need of being used up. So, to that end, I shall put in my salad some whole wheat rotini and some chicken and whatever vegetables I find that I need to use, and then I'll either marinate it with a French-style Dijonnaise dressing or a basil pesto dressing. And I have a feeling it's going to be the latter. Okay. Good, that's cooking nicely. Actually, we are having some slight boil-over issues. Let's turn that flame down. I hate this cooker, I really do. I shouldn't say that, I guess, but it's absolutely true. It's a royal pain in my butt. It's a really old gas stove, and I suppose I could ask the landlord to replace it, but you know what, I think to myself, I'm gonna be out of here, hopefully in 6 months to a year anyway, because I'm on the waiting list for another building. So, I won't have to worry about it. And the appliances in that building are much newer than the ones in this place. Anyhow, folks, yes, my day. I got up this morning thinking I had plenty of time to do some things that I wanted to get done. And either time slipped away from me, or else I was just too bloody slow. And you know what? I think this pasta is done. Done like a dinner, as my dad would say. So, I'd had a friend over, and he brought his dog with him. Which is fine, I love that dog. But unbeknownst to me, his dog tracked stuff all over my kitchen floor. I'm not sure what it was, and I didn't notice it until this morning. So I thought, oh gosh, I've got to get that cleaned up in case I start tracking it everywhere. So I did, and then while I had the bucket of hot water and the Mr. Clean out, I thought, well, my bathroom floor could use a really good cleaning too. I might as well get that done at the same time. Kill two birds with one stone. Oy vey, this pot is heavy. Right, into the colander you go. Woo! Hot pasta, boys and girls. Very. Oh my lord. Ooh. So anyway, I also found a few other household chores that needed to be done. It never ends, folks, it really doesn't. And by the time I got all that finished, it was 10:15, believe it or not, and our worship starts at 10:30. So I threw some clothes on, threw my hair back in a clip, and ran like crazy to church. Thank God I only live a few blocks away. And I got to church just as the call to worship was sounding. Now I have something rather funny to tell you folks, but to do that, I sort of have to illustrate my story with another one. So, I attend a Presbyterian church, and I love it. It is totally right up my street, as an old music teacher of mine would have said. Our style of worship is very traditional. We sing grand and lofty hymns, we have classical organ music, we have very convoluted choral anthems that the choir sings, I do not. we have lots of scripture readings. We had three this morning, which is very cool, and they were all linked to the text of the sermon. We have various doxologies, we say our Glory Bees and our King James version of the Our Father, and we also say the Apostles' Creed from time to time. So as you can see, it's very traditional. Now, I personally like that. I'm not into praise bands. I don't like going to a church where there are no Bible readings. The sermon might be based on a text, but I actually like to hear that text read. As well. And I don't like calls to worship that are not from the Bible. That's just my style. I mean, I'm not criticizing anybody else, that's just me. So anyhow, all of this is to illustrate a really funny incident that happened. The minister this morning, he's a sort of minister emeritus because we have a vacancy in my church. The minister preached this marvelously powerful sermon about how one can become reunited with God. And he said something like, sin is actually an ignorance of God's ways. Oh, hang on a minute, folks. Sorry, everybody, I had an alarm set for that pasta just in case I needed to. Anyway, he said that sin is actually an ignorance of God's ways and God's plans for us and his love and his forbearance and forgiveness. And he said something like, would all the atrocities around the world be taking place if people were not ignorant of God's love? And someone yelled out, amen to that! It's so funny, I burst out laughing. And somebody else yelled, yeah! This is totally not usual in my church. I thought, wow, these stodgy Presbyterians are actually being demonstrative for a change. Anyway, it was very amusing. So, anyhow, I also meant to say in my update yesterday, but didn't have time to, that one of the reasons I bought my Rain Lady music box, the lady with the umbrella, is because she has short brown hair that actually looks a lot like mine, and you can feel it. It's not painted on. And also the little China pixie that I bought, that's from the 40s or 50s, she has real hair. It's awesome, and it's red hair. So I thought of a red-headed friend of mine when I bought it. So yes, so I really spent far too much money, I think, but it was fun, and these are things that I'm not likely to see anywhere else or ever have a chance of getting again. So when I had the opportunity to buy them, I thought, oh, might as well do it. Yes, I know, store up not thy treasures on earth. But anyway, guys, I am rambling, so I'll stop now and I'll post this. And I'll also post, I recorded this morning a lovely setting of a passage from Ruth. It's Entreat Me Not to Leave Thee, set by Charles Gounod. And actually, it's a piece that I really want to learn myself now. And I was very impressed with the soloist who sang this morning. I'd never heard her before in church. So I thought she was very brave to get up and do that. So I think I will post that if it actually came out properly. Okay, folks, have a fantastic day.